It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. There was a strange smell in here a little while ago, so I thought I'd just freshen up the air with this. It's called an atomizer. There, that smells better. Oh, the telephone. Who would that be right away? Hello? Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Oh, no, not yet. Oh, I see. Well, you all must be really busy. No. No, no, I thought that meeting was tomorrow. I don't know that I can. Oh, sure I want to, but I'll need someone to stay with my television friend. Well, thanks for letting me know. Okay, thank you, Miss McFeely. Bye-bye. Boy, I have a meeting in a couple minutes, and I didn't know about it. I thought it was for tomorrow. I'll see what I can do. I think I'll call Betty Aberlin. Maybe she could come over for a few minutes. Oh, it's busy. Oh. Now there's somebody at the door. Ooh, what a day. Oh, it's Chuck Aber.
Come Hi, in, Fred. Chuck. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good. I have your delivery for you here.
Oh, thank you.
Would you sign for that, please?
Surely. The skunk.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with the puppet?
Well, I had planned to do a lot of different things, but I've run into a problem.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I have a meeting in a couple minutes, and I don't have anybody to stay with my television neighbor. I tried Betty Aberlin's number. It's busy.
Well, could I help?
Well, I thought you were doing the speedy delivery.
Well, I was, but yours was my last delivery, and I'd be glad to stay for a while.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, well, since I have to go somewhere for a few minutes, Mr. Aber will stay here with you until I come back. You know, he's a good friend of mine, and he knows how to do all kinds of interesting things. Could you make a skunk talk?
Skunk talk? Well, I've never heard a real skunk talk, but I understand they sound like this.
A live skunk.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Maybe you could show our television neighbors some of the other things that you do with your voice.
Okay. All right.
And sing a song or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we'll find plenty to do.
I won't be terribly long.
Okay, good.
Thanks very much.
We'll see you
I'll
when
be
you
back
get.
In a little bit. Make yourselves at home, both of you.
Thank you. We will.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Skunk. It makes me feel really good that Mr. Rogers asked me to stay with you for a while. That shows he trusts both of us a lot. He knows I like to make different kinds of sounds with my voice. Can you guess what this is? Does that sound like a chicken? Do you ever like to make puppets talk? I used to do that a lot when I was a little boy.
Why did Mr. Rogers have to go away?
Well, why do you think he did?
Because he didn't like me.
Oh, no. He likes you a lot, Mr. Skunk.
Well, then, why did he have to leave?
Well, there was something that he had to do, and he had to do it by himself. But what?
But will he ever come back?
Oh, sure he will. He said he would.
And he always does what he says?
Well, he always tries to. You know what I was just thinking? There are many ways to tell somebody something, aren't there? I mean, you can write it on a piece of paper. You can speak it through a puppet. You can draw a picture. You can even say it through sign language with your hands. Have you ever seen people speaking with their hands and not their mouths? Well, for example, if I wanted to tell you that Mr. Rogers would come back soon, here's how I'd do that. Mr. Rogers, that's the sign we'll use for him, the zipper on his sweater. Mr. Rogers will come back soon, but without my voice. And if I wanted to tell you that I love you, here's how I would sign that. And of course, there's the singing way to say things, too. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. And of course, there's the playing way. Maybe we could have some make-believe. Where's that switch that Mr. Rogers uses to make the trolley? Oh, there it is. Here it comes. We could pretend that Mr. Skunk has come to the neighborhood to visit his... Oh. Hi, welcome back.
Chuck, how did you do?
Oh, very well, thank you. We were just about to start some make-believe.
Well, won't you stay?
Well, thank you for the invitation, but now that you're back, I'd better get on with some other things.
Well, thank you very much for helping me.
You're quite welcome. Our television friend and I had a really good time together.
I can imagine that you did. I really appreciate your help.
We appreciate it, too.
Goodbye, Chuck.
Bye for now.
Mr. Aber must really have liked being with you. I'm sorry I had to leave for a while, but I'm glad I was able to get a good friend to stay with you while I was gone. You know I would never ask you to stay with somebody I didn't know well. Well, the trolley's already here, so why don't we just have some make-believe? Maybe Mr. Skunk has heard about Audrey Duck and her poem, and he could come to see about that in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Mr. Skunk, I do believe that you are one of the first of your kind to appear in this garden.
I never thought I'd meet a king.
Wonderful things can happen every day.
Well, I heard that Ms. Duck has a wonderful poem, and I'd like to hear that.
You wish to come to the poetry reading gala?
I guess so. Is that where she's going to do it?
That is.
Is it all right if I come?
First, I must ask you a very personal question.
Go ahead. You're the king.
I was just wondering, since you're a skunk and all, we wouldn't want to have anything to, smell up the poetry reading. You know what I mean.
Oh, I do that only when I'm frightened.
Well, nothing should frighten you at Miss Duck's poetry reading gala.
I can come then?
I see no reason to the contrary.
Does that mean yes?
It does.
Oh, thanks, King Friday. You're surely a swell king.
I appreciate your appreciation. Unfortunately, I must take your leave. I have a meeting to attend inside the castle. I shall call my erstwhile handyman Negri to be with you while I'm gone. Handyman! Handyman!
Very good. Wow! Kings get quick service.
You called, King Friday?
Mr. Skunk is here as our guest, and I would like you to visit with him until I return or he departs.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Farewell then, Mr. Skunk.
Oh, goodbye, King Friday. I'll see you at the poetry reading.
That will be later on. May you refrain from being frightened?
Yes, sire.
What's that all about, being frightened?
Sometimes I make a bad smell when I get frightened.
A skunk kind of smell?
Yes. It just happens naturally when I get startled or I sense danger or, well, you know.
I've smelled a skunk kind of smell before.
It's just part of being a skunk.
I guess all skunks do it sometimes.
Oh, yes, but when I do it by mistake, I get really ashamed.
What do you mean, do it by mistake?
Oh, I mean, if I'm playing hide and seek with some friends, and somebody jumps out at me and they say, boo, well, I might do it and it smells up the whole game.
Boo to you, boo to you. How do you like my new dress? It's got What is that spell?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really very sorry. You frightened me. I didn't know you were back there.
But it's all over my new dress. And I was trying this on for the poetry reading.
Oh no. Are you Ms. Duck the poet?
I am. But I'm getting out of here. Ooh, I can't stand the spell.
Oh, no.
It's a thing. We were just talking about that very thing.
What am I going to do?
It's already done. I think I better go get a bath.
Ooh, there must be a skunk near here.
Oh.
This is Mr. Skunk, Lady Avalon.
Oh. Excuse me.
I'm very sorry, Lady Aberlin. It was a mistake. The smell was a mistake. Ms. Duck startled me, and it was just my natural reaction. I'm really sorry.
Oh, I understand. I'm just trying to freshen up the air.
I'm going to have to go change my clothes.
And I'd better go calm down.
So you won't have to do it again for a while.
That's right.
And I'll see if Rodney Duck is all right, okay?
She was even trying on a new dress. Oh, dear.
Oh, what's done is done. And besides, it was just a mistake.
That's right. It was a mistake.
So let's just make the best of it. I'll freshen up the air all the way across the neighborhood, and you and Handyman Negri can take care of Audrey Duck when she finishes her bath.
All right. Lady Abnerlin, thanks for understanding.
Everybody makes mistakes, Mr. Skunk.
You're a kind person.
And that's who I like to be. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
Hi, Daniel.
Are you making that funny smell?
Oh, you mean that skunk kind of smell?
Yes, I've been smelling it for a little while now.
No, I'm trying to help that smell go away.
By squirting another smell?
That's right, a sweet-smelling smell. Want a smell?
Okay.
Well, don't get too close.
Oh. That does smell good. But where did the bad smell come from?
Oh, that was Mr. Skunk. He got scared and he just sprayed this smell. That's what skunks do when they get scared.
Did he spray it right on anybody?
Yes. Oh. He sprayed it right on Handyman Negri and Audrey Duck.
Ooh, no.
And they were all feeling pretty upset about it.
Especially Mr. Skunk, I guess.
I'll say.
Did he say he was sorry?
Oh, yes. And he knew it was a mistake, and he was really feeling ashamed about it.
You know something, Lady Aberlin?
What, Daniel?
I've been wondering about something myself.
Something about Mr. Skunk?
Something about mistakes.
What is it?
I've been wondering if I was a mistake.
If you were a mistake, what do you mean, Daniel?
Well, for one thing, I've never seen a tiger that looks like me.
No.
And I've never heard a tiger that talks like me.
No.
And I don't know any other tiger who lives in a clock.
No, neither do I.
Or loves people.
Oh, Daniel.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm too tame. Sometimes I wonder if I'm a mistake. I'm not like anyone else I know. When I'm asleep or even awake, sometimes I get to dreaming that I'm just a fake. I'm not like anyone else. Others I know are big and are wild. I'm very small and quite tame. Most of the time, I'm weak and I'm mild. Do you suppose that's a shame?
Oh, no.
Often I wonder if I'm a mistake. I'm not supposed to be scared, am I? Sometimes I cry and sometimes I shake, wondering, isn't it true that the strong never break? I'm not like anyone else I know. I'm not like anyone else.
I think you are just fine as you are. I really must tell you, I do like the person that you are becoming. When you are sleeping, when you are waking, you are my friend. It's really true. I like you. Crying or shaking or dreaming or breaking, there's no one mistaking it. You're my best friend. I think you are just fine as you are. I really must tell you, I do like the person that you are becoming. When you are sleeping, when you are waking, you're not a fake. You're no mistake. You are my friend.
I wonder if I'm
a mistake. Just fine as you
are. I'm not like anyone else.
I really must tell you, I do.
When I'm asleep or even awake, sometimes I get to dreaming that
when you are sleeping,
I'm not like
when you are waking,
anyone else.
You are my friend.
Others I know are big and are wild. I'm very small and quite tame.
Crying or shaking or
most of the time I'm weak and I'm mild. Do you suppose that's a shame? Often I wonder if I'm a mistake. I'm not supposed to be scared, am I? Sometimes I cry and sometimes I shake, wondering, isn't it true that the strong never break? I'm not like anyone else. No, I'm not like anyone else.
I think you are just fine, exactly the way you are.
The way I look?
Yes.
The way I talk?
Yes.
The way I love?
Especially that.
You don't think I'm a mistake?
You're the tiger I love most in this whole universe.
Oh, thanks, Lady Aberlin. I love you, too. It's already smelling better here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'll go over and see how things are at the castle.
Thanks for being my friend.
Thank you for being mine.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
Good things usually do. Bye. Oh. I think you are just fine as you are. I really must tell you, I do like the person that you are becoming.
Ooh. Hi.
Hi. Well, you certainly look better.
And smell better.
Yes, to be sure.
Have you seen Henri Duck?
No, I thought she was taking a bath.
She was. We waited and we waited, and finally we called into the room where she was supposed to be, and I...
Well, where do you think she went?
I don't know.
We've just got to find her.
What a time.
I'll say. Oh, we think you're just fine too, Trolley. Audrey! Audrey Duck!
Daniel was wondering if he was a mistake, because he didn't look or sound like any other tiger that he knew. Well, all tigers are different, just like all people are different. And there is no person in this whole world who is a mistake, no matter how different that person may seem. Each person is fine. Oh, this is that tape of how people make erasers that I've wanted to show you. Mr. McFeely gave it to me earlier. So I'll just put it right in picture-picture, and we'll see it together, how people make erasers. Now, erasers are made from all different kinds of materials. And this person makes sure that the right amount of each material is used. There's some oil going in. See the oil there? And then he covers it up. This is all getting mixed up together. That looks like gelatin, doesn't it? Now some slabs of rubber. That's all part of what erasers are made of. And once the mixture's just right, it's time to blend them all together. This person uses a machine that squeezes those materials between two large metal rollers. They're like huge rolling pins. See that stuff getting all squeezed together? Around and around it goes. I think it looks like pink dough. Now, when the color and the thickness are just right, those sheets are taken out of the mixer and ready for the next step. This man puts the erasers into an oven and heats them up. There they go, right into that oven. He does this because when you heat erasers, they become very smooth and easy to manage, flexible. And they're heated in that oven for about half an hour. And out they come. But they need to be trimmed. So that person's trimming them. And then put in a cold liquid to be cooled off. Now, this person operates a very large machine that does a lot of things at once. It has a special cutting wheel that slices off long slabs of erasers. See the slabs there? And then they're taken up this conveyor belt to another machine. And then this machine cuts those slabs into smaller erasers. Down the sliding board with those erasers. They're put inside this big drum that tumbles them around and around until all their edges are smooth and soft. I wonder what that feels like, to feel all those erasers. Now it's time for a final wash. They're getting a shower. And the erasers are dried with warm air and put into bins. This person is going to mark the erasers, and then she'll pack them up. See how the names go on the eraser? It takes a lot of people and a lot of machines to make erasers. And I think it's fun to watch. It's fun to see how people make different things. There are so many helpful people in this world of ours. Every day you'll find somebody who's helping with something. Helping other people and letting other people help you can give you a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling. To know you're alive, it's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And we will have more things to talk about next time. I'll be back then. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.